The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. What does it mean to repent? You don't hear much about that word anymore. Why is that? Is it because we don't need to repent, or is it because we are afraid to tell people that we need to do so? Or is it because we don't know what we need to repent of? Or is it because we that should be crying out to our nation and the world don't know what sin is? Or are we afraid we will lose members even if we're only preaching repentance to our own flock? Don't we as a nation or a world or as a religious congregation like to hear smooth things such as, come as you are, just believe, and all it takes to be saved is just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. No works, no changing, no building character. Christ did it all for you. Well, if Christ did it all for you, that is for the whole world, then why are we, the world, in such a mess today? Well, just in case you would like to know the answer, I will tell you why we are in such a mess. And that is, in simple terms, in simple words, because of our many sins. Has your pastor ever told you what sin is? Just maybe you should ask your pastor that question. Ask your pastor to give you a biblical definition of what sin is, of what God calls sin, and who knows except God what sin is. Yes, just maybe you should ask your pastor that question. Let me tell you by the authority of Jesus Christ what sin is. The King James Version says, sin is the transgression of the law, and it means God's law, the Ten Commandments. The New King James puts it this way, and you'll find this in 1 John 3, verse 4. That's 1 John 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. But we like to hear smooth things, such as, you're okay, and everything is going to be okay. We aren't any different today than mankind has always been. We like to live our life as we see fit. We ignore God's law that guarantee peace, happiness, good marriages, respectful, obedient kids, prosperity, good weather, good health, all the things we really want and pursue, but we pursue them our way, the way that seems right in our own eyes. Well, has it worked? Let me ask you again, has it worked? Of course it hasn't, and it won't, because we aren't willing to repent and change our ways. And Christianity has failed to cry out and tell our nation and the world what sin is and that we need to repent. Notice what God had to say to those that should be crying out, leaders of nations and ministers that should be crying out and telling our people our sins. Isaiah 58 verse 1 has this to say, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. God says that his ministers and the leaders of nations should be doing that, and God commands us to do that. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob or the house of Israel, the United States and the British peoples, their sins. This, my friends, is a prophecy for today that we should listen to. That is the responsibility of God's ministers. Has or does religion do that? If not, why? Maybe we should wonder why they haven't. Notice in Isaiah 30, beginning in verse 8, God says, go write it before them on a tablet, and note it on a scroll, that it may be for time to come, forever and ever. Speaking of a latter day here is what it means when it says for time to come. That this is a rebellious house, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord. Now maybe you would like to ask yourself, do I hear and do I listen to the law of God? Do I live by it? Do I ignore it? Or do I live by it and respect God's authority in my life? Well, let us ask, does our nation, does our community, does our town, do they live by God's law? Do they hear and listen to God's law? Or could we say, we are a rebellious people and we don't want to obey our Creator? God says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord. It sounds like the world that you and I live in, doesn't it? It sounds like the nation that we live in. Verse 10, who say to the seers or to the ministers, do not see or do not preach right things, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceit. Well, is that the reason that we don't cry out today and show our people to our sins? Is because people don't want to hear the truth. People want to live their own way and go on and ignore what God says. Maybe we should ask ourselves that question. Maybe you should ask yourself, am I that way? Notice going on here in Isaiah 30, beginning in verse 11. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease before us. In other words, God said we would be a people in the latter days that would say to God, get lost. Leave us alone. We can make it quite well on our own. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them, that is perversity, that means a false way of life, false religion, false teaching, living your life as you see fit, a perverted way of life. God says, therefore, this iniquity, God says that is sin to ignore his law, and indeed it is. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, and a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. God says there's coming a time that we're going to pay for our many sins. We reap what we sow. Our own ways come back upon our own head. Verse 14, and he shall break it like the breaking of the potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so there shall not be found among its fragments a shard to take fire from the hearth or to take water from the cistern. God says there's a time coming that we are going to reap and that we are going to pay for ignoring our Creator. Verse 15, for thus says the Eternal God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence you shall have strength. Now notice, let's read this again, my friends. Listen to what God is saying. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. Yes, God says that if we would return to God, we would be saved. And we would have quietness, and we would have confidence, shall be your strength. And God says in returning to him, it would be our strength. But notice what God finishes here in this verse 15 telling us. But you would not. God says we will not. And so far we haven't, have we? Because we don't have rest, and we don't have quietness, and we don't have peace. Because we continue to ignore God's law that leads in that path, the way that would give us everything that we desire. This is a latter-day prophecy, as I said. But ancient Israel wanted smooth things spoken in ancient Israel as well. Notice 1 Kings 22, beginning in verse 8. This is speaking about the king of Israel that was a pagan worshiper that had married a pagan worshiping idolatrous wife. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah at that time, King Ahab was the king of Israel. And God said that there was no king, had never been a king, like Ahab, who sold himself to do evil, who was stirred up by his idolatrous wife Jezebel. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may require of the Lord, but I hate him. Well, why did he hate him? Notice what it goes on to say. Because he does not prophesy good things concerning me, but evil. In other words, there was still one prophet in Israel, in the nation of Israel, that still believed in obedience, that still believed in God's word, and that still taught and preached the truth. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things. In other words, the king of Israel, Ahab, didn't want to hear the truth because he wanted to go his way and do his own thing as he had been doing. And he said, I hate him because he tells me the truth. Verse 13, then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah, that's the prophet, spoke to him saying, now listen to the words of the prophets with one accord. Encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement. In other words, you speak what the false prophets do, because that's what the king wants to hear. Well, Micaiah went on saying, you can read the rest of it, that he would speak what God gave him to speak. And that's what I'm doing today, my friends, and that's what I do on every program. I speak the word of God. It's up to you whether you want to hear it or listen. If all ministers would cry out and tell our nation and the world, and you as an individual to repent and tell us what we need to repent of, that it is the breaking of God's law, for that's what sin is. And the breaking of God's law is what has brought all the evils on the world and on our nation and on you and me as an individual. Just maybe if all the ministers would do that, cry aloud and spare not as God has commanded his ministers to do, and show our people our sins, just maybe people would listen. If all ministers would cry out, lift up their voice as a trumpet as God commands us to in Isaiah 58, and tell our nation, our peoples, and you and I individually and this world our sins, tell us what sin is, and tell us that we need to repent, just maybe some people would listen and turn to God. But if you want to have a better life, all you have to do is begin living by God's word. And that includes the Ten Commandments, including the fourth one. You don't hear much about repenting of sin, the breaking of God's law. Ministers are either afraid to lift up their voice and cry aloud to show God's people, the nations and our nations, the nations of Israel, their sins as God commands us to, or they don't want to obey God's law. Well, whatever the reason, Christianity has failed to steer our nation to God and His way. We will continue this theme in our next program. I see my time is up, so keep listening, because this is a very important subject, one that you need to listen to, my friends, one that you need to hear. So keep listening, and we'll pick this up on our next program. But in the meantime, if you would like to learn more about what repentance is and why you need to repent, request our free articles, What Do You Mean Repent and What Does God Require? That's the articles, What Do You Mean Repent and What Does God Require? And all you need to do to receive those articles is call the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Call the Marble Hill Church of God at 238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program daily on some stations and weekly on others.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.